Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Real Talks with Missy B. London. I am your host, Missy B. London. How are you? How is everything? How is your day going today? Where can you find me? You can find me on social media platforms, Real Talks with Missy B. London on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And also my other platform, Missy B. London, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. So let's get into this episode today. Grenfell fraudsters. I mean, this was a major thing that happened 2 years ago in June, where there was a fire in a tower block, Grenfell Tower block. Like I said, it was a major thing. This tower block is very, very tall, had many, many floors. I've not got information about how many floors there was in this tower block, but because of this fire, it resulted in 72 deaths. I think there was more deaths, but when you do search the Grenfell Tower fire, when you look at that building how it is now, which is not a lot left, shall I say, but yeah, I think there was more deaths. Just like they're saying 72, but I think there was more, because I think there was more people in the building anyway, but they are saying 72 deaths. Anyway, this episode, you know what, I'm still kind of shocked, and I still can't believe that there are people out there that are committing fraud, saying that they was in this block and that, you know, they are now homeless. So they committed this fraud. They said they're homeless, even though they knew themselves wasn't even in that block. They know they didn't even live in that accommodation, but they went to the council and said, I'm homeless, I was in that block, can you place me somewhere, yada yada yada. So money is wasted on these fraudsters when it should be invested in the people that was actually living in this block of flats that were actually made homeless because of what happened. But no, there's horrible people in the world that are actually using this incident, what happened, to make money and to be selfish and to find their own place. I mean, these people are ruthless. It is said that 17 people have been caught out and have been found and have been sentenced for committing fraud, saying that it was living in Grenfell Tower and they wasn't living in Grenfell Tower. And it took a while to actually for these people to figure out that they are liars. But like I'm saying, these fraudsters actually did what they did. Money was wasted on them, thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. They are put in temporary accommodation, that costs money as well. Then they are put into a permanent accommodation, that costs money as well. These fraudsters, like I said, they're taking away the money from the people that was really affected by the incident. I mean, I literally can't believe it. I should have recorded this episode like a couple of weeks ago, but I've just been busy. But I'm just like, yeah, even I didn't really think I would be so emotional. I could feel the rage, I could feel the anger in myself even talking about it. That's why I kind of put off talking about it as well, because I can literally feel it, literally. And it's like, these people, I just and how this incident happened in the first place, it's just very sad, it's very bad. And then these opportunists, these fraudsters, are literally there thinking, oh, I can get a free place because of what happened, not giving a damn about the people that left, that people that lost their lives because this incident, not giving a damn for the people that could be homeless, going through worse situations. It by right, they should be where you are, but no, you're taking their place because you want a place, even though you wasn't in the accommodation in the first place, even though you wasn't in Grenfell Tower block in the first place. Oh my gosh, for real, that's just epic evilness right there. Literally, you heard the incident, you heard what happened, but yet you want to be an opportunist and take advantage. No, I can't do it. It's just very, yeah, for real. And I'm reading an article on the metro.co.uk website about one fraudster. He got up to £95,000. That's like in accommodation costs, maybe benefit costs, living costs and all that as well. £95,000, and that is a lot of money. That money could be going towards the people that really, really need it, but it's been wasted on this man here. I can't believe it. This was dated on Tuesday, the 28th of November, a couple of weeks ago. Let me read this article right now. A man has been jailed for fraudulently claiming thousands of pounds meant for genuine Grenfell survivors after lying that he was sleeping rough in the tower when it went up in flames. Do you hear that right now? My gosh, I'm kissing my teeth and everything. Alvin Thomas, 51, defrauded the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea out of more than £95,000 in total by pretending he escaped the fifth floor after being woken by the smell of smoke. He claimed he had helped people escape, another lie again, from the burning building, stepping over bodies as he got out, but there was no evidence of him being near the tower. Thompson was convicted for 2 counts of fraud in Isleworth Crown Court on Wednesday, and today sentenced, remember this is past tense, yeah, but today sentenced to 5 years and 6 months in prison for the first count and 4 years for the second count to be served concurrently. The court heard how Thompson told the council he had slept on the stairwell inside Grenfell for 2 years before the tragedy and used the communal doorway PowerPoints to charge his phone or make toast, which that's I can't believe the people believe that story. But let me continue reading this. But prosecutors showed how CCTV footage proved Thompson never entered or left the tower in the 2 months before the fire. Mobile phone evidence showed in the months before the fire, Thompson's phone did not register overnight in the vicinity of the Grenfell Tower, and instead frequently showed him being in Archway, North London. His banking transactions and passport records also linked him to another address in Archway, prosecutors said. Thompson tried to back up his story with letters from his doctor and requested to be diagnosed with PTSD. He's just digging himself in a dig. He's just making himself in a. I can't even say. He's just putting himself in a bigger hole, lying and lying even more. Oh gosh. He told doctors that he had reoccurring nightmares of seeing a small child at a window in the fire, flashbacks to stepping over bodies and survivor's guilt. He was subsequently diagnosed with extreme levels of PTSD and anxiety based on the accounts he provided to the medical professionals, which are now known to be false, the court heard. If your phone is proving the fact you're not at the location, lie again. If your bank records are showing that you're not in the area, a lie again. Passport records showing that you're not in the area. Lord, I can't, yeah. Let me continue reading this. In the early hours of the 14th of June 2017, the Grenfell Tower fire broke out, resulting in the deaths of 72 people. Thompson approached council workers some 6 weeks later, asking for accommodation, even showing staff a burn on his hand that he claimed he had suffered in the blaze. He was put up in 4 different hotels, moving each time at his own request, costing the council almost £60,000 between the 28th of July 2017 and the 5th of April 2018. He was also given a £30 day food allowance at each hotel. He later accepted a permanent flat in Westbourne Park in April 2018. He received a £2,400 package to buy any furniture he needed. Thompson complained his new flat needed a makeover, and so it was deep cleaned and repainted and carpeted, costing the council a further £1,525. He also requested a security camera which was fitted for £570, with the total cost of providing Thompson with the flat hitting more than £16,000. According to the Met Police, the total value of Thompson's fraud, including hotels, financial handouts, permanent housing costs, amounted to £95,000 altogether. Well, nearly £96,000 altogether. I can't pronounce this person's name. Adeyemi Oganileti. I can't pronounce it. It's an African name. I can't pronounce it. From the CPS said, Alvin Thomas span a web of lies and took advantage of the community tragedy to make a gain for himself. When council workers questioned his story, Thompson would become emotional because the about the trauma that he supposedly suffered or accused them of being discriminatory towards him. Thompson carried out his fraud for a year, diverting funds away from the true survivors of the fire and betraying the trust of everyone who gave him assistance. When someone is dishonest in that way, or in this way, this is the only right that they are held to account by the justice system. DC Lisa Cook, investigating, said Thompson's behavior was despicable. He showed complete disregard for the suffering for those who lost their lives and their families. Now he will have plenty of time in prison to think about what he has done. That was the end of this article. And yes, he now has plenty time to think about what he has done. He is a heartless man, because how can you do this? How can you lie so blatantly again and again and again to the different people that helped you better your life or your situation? But all of that is based on a lie. So when you went to sleep every night, you didn't care about the people that lost their lives in the tower. You didn't care about the people that lost their family members and friend members that are emotional. You didn't care that you are in a place that by right you are not supposed to be there. It is supposed to be for the survivors of this incident. So you didn't care at all. When I say you, he didn't care at all, did he? He was just being selfish and being an opportunist and thinking, yeah, I can get my own place because of what just happened. I'm not thinking about the people that lost their lives. I'm not thinking about how traumatic it was. I'm just thinking I'm gonna lie and lie and lie to get this place. That's how ruthless this man was. That's how heartless this man was. There's been 17 convictions of people committing fraud for this, but I think there's more. Like I said before in this episode, there were 72 deaths in this tower block. I think there was more than 72 deaths. This man, ruthless. You know what? I know times are hard and people are desperate, but to go to these means to get this thing, to be an opportunist, to be an a ruthless opportunist to not care about the implications, to not care about the people that really need this help, people that really need to be put in accommodations. Because I swear, I saw some stories recently about the survivors of the Grenfell Tower. Some of these people are still in temporary accommodation even now, 2 years on. More than 2 years on, actually. They're still in temporary accommodation. So like I said, this man living it up in this flat that he got and then requesting it to get refurbished, he's got a cheek. He's got a greedy cheek to be asking that, to get the carpet redone, to get the decorating redone, to get a camera, a security camera. Why are you getting a security camera for? What are you scared of? Because you need a security camera. What is going on there? This man is not right. But like in the ending of that of the article that I read, he's got plenty time now to think about what he's done. Literally, he's got plenty time, and I hope it haunts him as well, because that is a ruthless thing. Like I said, yes, times are hard. It is hard to get your own place in London nowadays as well, but the extent that he took to get his own place, to lie, like I'm repeating it, but to lie to all those people that helped him, the council, the doctors, the specialist people, and everything, saying that he had a burn on his hands that he had from helping the people, even though that wasn't a real burn from the incident, that's another lie. This man, I was going to say how he was thinking, yeah, but I don't even know. But I'm getting emotional again just thinking about this, just talking about this, because this is just it's a bad thing that someone can really, really do. This Grenfell, when it happened, it was so shocking, it was so emotional, so much people lost so many lives, the way how it happened as well. But there's opportunists and ruthless people out there that thought, let me make some money from this, even though people are still suffering from this 2-3 years on. Well, 2 years plus on. Oh my, yeah, you've got plenty time to think where you are, that's all I can say. And the other 17 people that committed frauds against this as well, they got time to think as well. And the other people that have not been caught out as well, their punishment will come. It will catch up with them eventually as well. So don't come think that what you're doing is okay when you know it's not okay anyway. Literally. Oh yeah, yeah. Let me end this episode here, because yeah, it's getting to me a lot now, for real. I'd like to say thank you for listening to this episode as well. You can find me on social media, Real Talks with Missy B London, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And yeah, I'm gonna literally end things here, because I don't really want to talk about this story anymore, because I'm not giving this man more energy, shall I say. So yeah, I'm gonna go. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.